Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
I apologize for being more than 10 minutes in the earlier class.
Well, I didn't get in till 7 minutes after. I was gone all afternoon, so I was good to.
Okay.
Good evening. I apologize for being more than 10 minutes late for the first class. But we are ready to count. We'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Tei Bithilu Urchimu Urchimu Udchilu Liachda Shem Yudhei Bavalte Biyehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Bayim Lekayem Mitzvat Sefirat HaOmer Lasot Nachat Ruach Kiyotzreinu V'Lasot Ritzon Boreinu Vayhino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konunei Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konuneihu Adonai Elohim Wahei Yigmor Ba'adi Adonai Elohim Wahei Hazdecha Le'olam Ba'asei Yadecha Al Terech Ekra Le'elohim Elyon La'el Gomer Alay V'ne'emar V'avor Alay Yisbierech Mitboseset bedamayich vayomar lach bedamayich chayi vayomar lach bedamayich chayi arki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohim Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohai gedalta meod, od v'hadar levashta o teor, kashalmach no te shamayim kariya. Yom makif, the surrounding light, which is the blessing that unifies Zeran Pinin Malchut. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohei Wahei Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer And we may all say, Amen. Hayom Shmona v'arba'im yom la'omer Shehem shisa shavuot v'shisha yamim Today is the 48th day of the Omer, which is 6 weeks and 6 days. The number 48 connects to a verse in the Perkei Avot from the Talmud, where it says that there are 48 ways to learn the Torah. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma b'mehera b'yameinu And we may all say Amen.
Amen.
menorah psalm, Psalm 67. We will stop with a letter and stop with a word. Lam natsaya binginot mizmor shir Elohim yechanenu divarkenu Ya'er panav itan sela Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha V'kol gorim yeshuatecha Yoducha amim Elohim Yoducha amim kulam Yismechu v'ranenu Le'umim ki tishpot Amim mishor ulumim Ba'aretz tanhem selav. The letter Lamed, the only letter that goes above the line, the letter Lamed that has the meaning as a word of being a teacher. What character traits do you need to strengthen in order to be a teacher of Kabbalah? What character traits do you need to remove in order to be a teacher of Kabbalah? Eretz. Yoducha amin Elohim, Yoducha amin kulam. Eretz natna yivulai varkeinu. Elohim, Eloheinu, Ve'ir Varkeinu. Elohim, Ve'iru, Oto, Kol Easeh. Aseh means my nothingness. The word Ephes means nothingness. What does Kabbalah teach about nothingness? It has everything within it. It's like the little dot on the white piece of paper. The white piece of paper is nothing. There's nothing there. When you put the dot on it, the dot becomes everything. How do you change your character traits so that nothing, your nothingness, becomes your everything? The Anabakoach Anabakoach Gedulat Yemincha Tati Terura Aleph Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kaveolinat Amcha sagvenu tacharenu nora. Ufreshayim sintet nun. Na gibor dorshei yichudcha kevavat shamren. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shim. Barchen tacharen, rachame sitkatcha, tamid gamlen, betet reish, daritat gimel. Pasin kadosh, berov tucha, Na'el adatecha et kufet et yunayim. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatecha. Yud gimel lamed e zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ושמע צעקתנו, יודע תעלומו. The letter Taf, the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. The letter Taf, that is the end and the new beginning, all in one letter. With respect to your character traits, what do you have to change to be the new beginning? In Kufal, Tzadi Yud Tav, the last letter, the last verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. We will count in the third manner of counting the Omer, which is counting the Sefirah itself. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor Sefirat haOmer, kedei letachareinu, miklipotenu, umitumatenu. Kimo shekatavta b'torata usfartem lachem b'macharat ha-shabbat miyom haviachem et omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot temimot tihiyena ad b'macharat ha-shabbat ha-shvit ha-tisru chamishin Yom kidei sheitacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael. Uzoch amatam uvechem yehiratzon milfanecha. Adonai Eloheinu ve'elohe avoteinu shebizchut sefirat haOmer. Shesafarti hayom Yitukan ma shivagamti Yosefirah Yesod shivimalku. Yesod translates as foundation. It also connects to creativity, creation, sexuality. Malchut means kingdom, manifestation, humbleness. So how do your character traits need to be changing so that you are more humble? How do you need to avoid allowing your ego to get important on you, so that you don't become the king in the kingdom, but remain humble as you grow and change yourself, as you transform yourself? V'yet taher v'yet kadesh b'kdusha shel ma'ala amen selah. Today's class is a Zohar class. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. When you go to the matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, will give you a list of the Sefirot, the list of the Parashiot for the whole year. Scroll down to the Parasha of Bamidbar. And we will be studying tonight section 7. We start at Pasuk 61, and I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabri hu ishki peibid hilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. L'yakta l'shem yud he bovate, v'yichuda shalim, l'shem shalim l'shem kol Yisrael, limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu karenei aleinu ma'asei adeinu karenehu. Rabbi Elazar shayil Rabbi Shimon avo El simana lezivuga diyuchuda minayim El beri a'agi diyokim na Milin lekol sitar leustar leit badaru hakamila vechacha mila simana da nekudekot bidach vehaki hu kein sachara temad bechadidnan Uvalo lekerem diromi Mizrachit, Mizrachit, Tifonit, Tifonit, Maravit, Maravit, diromi El hadeha la yakil adin kabal Aleya Barnash O Milkuta Kadisha Mik Bik Demieta Beyahi Valeya O Gaviat Amrat Diete Lidarum Bekad Meta. The translation, Rabbi Elazar asked his father, Rabbi Shimon, where do we find this sign of unification so that we do not err? He told him, my son, although we explain this in many facets and these words were scattered here and there, keep this sign in your hand. This is similar to the encircling of the altar, which we have previously learned. One should approach the southeast corner, then the northeast, the northwest, and finally the southwest, as we described before. So he asked him, it is inconceivable to do anything until a person accepts upon himself the yoke of the Holy Kingdom first, and carries that yoke. Yet you said he should first come to the south, which is Chesed. My commentary. This is describing how one should approach the Torah scroll when called to an Aliyah. The important aspect is to accept the yoke of Torah. This is done by making a statement that is suggested by the Ari to say prior to our morning prayers in the Orthodox tradition. To paraphrase the English translation of the Hebrew words suggested by the Ari is as follows. I accept all the mitzvot to do them, and ask Hashem to assist me in reaching the level of consciousness of loving my neighbor as myself. Pasuk 62. El kola ha'amena lach de'ha'uvalo likerem amena bekad meta ve'hayadata raza tekerem v'dahu o malchuta kadisha levatar v'romit Mizrachit Detaman hu elana Techaye Vedale is duga is duga Leia Mizrach Tihu Abaila Deha Ben Sitra Tiabaka Ate Ugin Kachmeda Maidarom Lemizrach Detukpa Dedarom Lemizrach Huvaelit Kash Kashra Kahada Darom Bemizrach The translation. He told him, I have already told you everything. I said first that one approaches the corner, and you know the hidden meaning of corner. That is Malchut, which is the yoke of the holy Malchut. Following that is southeast. One should connect the south, Chesed, to the east, which is Tiferet, the central column. Because here in the east is the tree of life, which is Tiferet. This is in order to bring together the south with the east, who is the supernal Abba, meaning Chachma, also called supernal Abba and Ima. Because the sun, which is Tiferet, comes from the father's side, because the root of Tiferet is in the concealed dot of supernal Abba and Ima. Hence one unites from south to east, for the fortitude of the south is in the east, namely in the concealed dot of the supernal Abba and Ima, which is the beginning of the east, and therefore it is imperative that south and east should be bound together. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining the recommended consciousness when one circles the bima, as they rise to their aliyah as representative for the congregation. Pasuk 63. Umizrachit keshar detzafon begin dehai ashlimu male. Nachalinu mabuin v'yad mizrachit Tzafonit eilen abavima Tilamit parshan le'almin v'ha'ok kimna Umadit mar tzafonit Deihu semira Ila'a umistir Dila nafik Tzafon v'dinin Mesitra dila Mitrin mitarin A'agid hiyo Rachame v'chedu V'ha'ok v'chi'okim na Bekadi nafkat tafon, nafkat beya. Dihu itkalil, itkashir, Rome. The translation. And east connects to the north, which is Anima, referring to Bina, also called Israel Saba, and to the Tivuna, from which the north is drawn forth, that is, the left column, since it, meaning Bina, completes and fills the rivers and springs of the east, which is the revealed dots and Tiferet. And therefore, it is imperative to unite the north with the east, meaning to connect the east with Bina. However, these east and north are Abba and Ima that never separate, because the east is dot of the supernal Abba, that is the secret of the supernal Abba and Ima. Dot of the supernal Abba cleaves to dot of the supernal Ima, and the left column that is revealed in her, that is called north, as we have already explained. And the reason she, the supernal Ima, is called northern, the Hebrew word is siphonit, is because it is the supernal hidden one. The Hebrew word is sifuna. And from her end, the north emanates, which is the left column. And from her end, the north emanates, which is the left column. This is because from Abba's end, the north is hidden and concealed. The judgments arise from her side, although she is merciful and happy, and we, as we have already explained it. When she, Ima, emerges, the north emanates from her. It is from her that the north reveals itself, because the Abba, which included in and connected to the south, and the north is hidden in it. My commentary. It is imperative to contemplate this pasuk in order to include the description in our consciousness as we circle the bima. Pasuk 64. Levatar tsifonit ma'arabit dehamisitra diabanafik bain umisitra dimanafikat bat ugin kach tsifonit ma'arabit Vidahu Kairen Dikadmeta Dihashta Itka Shayachar Batsafon Sitam Livatar Baelik Shira Labadlom Dihaman Ukishora Tikola Vigupa Beya Ishtaka Viad Mearavit Diraomit. The translation. Following that, he will come to the northwestern corner. From Abba's side, the sun emerges, which is Tiferet on the east. And from Ima's side, which is north, the daughter emerges, which is Malchut, west. And because of that, it is northwestern, from north, which is Ima, to west, which is Malchut. And that is the first corner, since the corner is the meaning of Malchut, that one must accept upon himself first of all. And now it is simply referred to as north, meaning in Ima, and left column, then one must connect it to the south, which is Chesed, and the right column, where everything is connected, where the body that is Zeranpin is situated, since Zeranpin emanates from Abba, as mentioned above. He is therefore contained completely in the south, like Abba, and the north is concealed in him. It is therefore southwestern. my commentary. This pasuk again speaks of concealing the left column within the right column. This is an important spiritual law or teaching. The left column is female and internal, and that is why it needs to be concealed. Verse 65. Ish teka chai keren gimel zimnin chad leki bla leya barnash lepeka admeita uvatar haki leki shvara la bitre viroe leit chabira begufa umechede kola Had the Dahu Sidura, the Yehuda Shalim, the call sitar Ustar, the Hahu Keshura, Dit Hazelea, Pelaya Achnit, Sitra, the Sitra, Acharadilla, Dit Haze. Leya begin bela yitanash man beaved Yehuda dak yadka chadak imada ameta mena zaka ahulakeya behay alma uvalma. Tiate dehayada dilisadra Shavaha umareya the Yehuda demareya Vela od ela dekud shabriku Hu mishtavar Be'aleya ketiv Zayomer le'avdei Ata Yisrael Asher becha et pa'ar. The translation. And we find this corner, which alludes to Malchut three times. One is that a person must first accept upon himself. And the following is to connect Malchut with both arms that are south and north, right and left, so as to join to the body, which is Tiferet, the central column, so that all should be united in one. And that is the order of the perfect unification. To unite every aspect with the appropriate bond, and one must not substitute one side with another side that is not appropriate for it, so as not to be punished. Whoever operates this unification properly, as I described, happy is his share in this world and in the world that is coming. Since he knows how to prepare the sequence of praise for his master and the unification of his master. And furthermore, the Holy One, blessed be he, takes praise in him. About him the verse is written, and said to me, you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. My commentary, the pasuk is clear as it is written. We are finished with the section. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time, we will study Psalm 34. Remember, tomorrow night, we will not be counting the Omer as a community, so please count it individually. It's the last night. It's an important night. Saturday night is Shavuot. Please go to the unique astrological times link for the items of study. Everything that you need is there. Please utilize it. There will be no classes on Sunday. There will be no classes on Monday until the 7 o'clock class Monday evening, which we will continue the writings of the Ari or of Rabbi Ashlag or Shari Kedusha. I wish you a wonderful holiday of elevation, of joy and happiness. Shalom to all. Shabbat shalom. Chag Sameach. Hope everyone is well and continues to be well. Shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Chag Sameach.
Thank you. Shabbat shalom to all.
Good night.